Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.375%. APR, 4.65%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2.13% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, the business station. It is that time of night. My name is Rich Bradbury.
And my name is Adeline Chung.
We are joined in the studio today by
Patrick Kuhn.
Patrick Kuhn.
All the way from Thailand.
I'm actually, I actually live in Las Vegas, but my home base is Thailand.
Now, you see that?
Which part of Thailand?
Bangkok, Thailand.
No, oh, we love
my
Bangkok.
My family lives there.
I just love the way he went, I actually live in Las Vegas now. but we're going to get to that.
You know, you always get that question where people ask you, like, where you're from. You're like, oh, you want to know where I'm originally from or where I live now?
Right. So how long have you lived in Las Vegas then now?
I actually only live in Las Vegas for maybe about 4 or 5 years,
right?
But I study a graphics design actually in Midwest.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So I live half my life in Thailand, half my life in America.
Right, right. That kind of explains a few things, right?
Yeah.
Because what I wanted to ask you is, obviously you are a magician.
Mm-hmm.
Not only that, but you provide illusions for other magicians.
Yes.
And you also have your own line of playing cards, which,
yes,
I understand when you launched them, they sold out very quickly.
The first one did, yes. So I have here the second edition,
right,
which will hopefully be launched sometime.
Awesome.
Next month.
In Malaysia?
All around the world. Mostly, mainly, I guess, for my fans and magicians, but it is available online, yeah.
And these are cards you've designed yourself as well. They're not,
yes,
just your name stamped on them. These,
yes,
are things that,
yes,
you've done yourself. Okay.
Yes.
So for those people who are sat at home and are big fans of people like yourself and of David Copperfield and one, mm-hmm, thing or another, I think one of the questions that I want to kind of get to is, you know, what is it about magic that appeals to people? Is it just the fact that you can make the impossible possible, do you think?
Actually, I mean, when I was younger, you know, I actually saw David Copperfield,
right,
growing up. And, you know, that amazement you always get when you're young, just wondering how it's done.
Because, yeah,
when you're young, you believe everything is real.
Right.
You know, that feeling just really intrigued me and just makes me want to create that feeling again for other people.
I mean, I remember watching the show where he made the Statue of Liberty disappear.
Yes.
Right. I remember seeing that. And in my head, I'm like, I have no idea how, mm-hmm, he could have possibly done that.
Mm-hmm.
There's a logical explanation,
yes,
you know.
Yes.
And I think that's what kind of appeals to me about magic, is that I'm very scientifically based, and I'm, mm-hmm, one of these people,
yeah, yeah,
that will try and break things down. But even that, I was like, well, the mirrors maybe, rotating stage maybe.
Mm-hmm.
All of these things were going through my head. But the very fact that I couldn't figure it out,
mm-hmm,
I think, is what keeps bringing me back to magic.
Yes.
Mm.
The fact that I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
It makes
and
you curious, right?
Of course.
Yeah, and magic is a lot more than just me trying to trick you, you know?
Yeah.
And for me, it's about making impossible things possible. And outside of magic, I actually just met this one guy in Singapore, and I heard a story that he told me that because of me, I actually changed his life.
Oh, really?
Not in magic. He told me that he was actually had really serious problem with alcohol.
Mm.
So he was alcoholic, and because he somehow discovered me online, he started studying my magic, and he used magic to actually take his time and took him away from alcohol. And
now that is brilliant.
It's just crazy.
That must be a good feeling then.
It is a really good feeling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, we need to take a break, but when we come back, let's talk about that.
Sure.
All right.
Sure.
Don't forget, we have a giveaway. Send your name and your IC number to 016-201-9000. Don't forget to tell us what you deserve to win as well. And if you have any questions for Patrick, myself, or Richard, you can actually tweet us at BFM Radio or BFM TTON.
All right, we'll be right back after these messages. BFM 89.9, the business station. BFM 89.9, the business station. It is that time of night. I'm Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Adeline Chung.
We're joined in the studio by magician
Patrick Kuhn.
He's with us all the way through until 9 p.m. Apparently, he can make a deck of cards turn into a diamond ring. That's right. No? Okay. No, I'm just joking. Okay, Patrick. So, from what I understand, you got into magic quite early in your life.
Yes, about maybe 15 years ago.
Right. Uh-huh. And you were saying a whole bunch of influences kind of got you in, but I'm assuming David Copperfield was part of that influence as you were growing up, right?
Yes, and just seeing him growing up, you know, I always wanted to go to Magic Shop and just buy things. And remember in America, my mom used to give me a credit card, and I think most of the money spent was on magic tricks on store and just like keep swiping.
Wait, how old were you when your mom gave you the credit card?
15.
Oh my God, 15? You got a credit card?
Ooh, that's dangerous. Dangerous grand for us.
And my mom just like, what are you doing? Go study.
Go and study.
Yeah. What did you study back then? I mean, before you started into a magician?
Well, in college, I studied graphic design. Mm. And, you know, growing up as an Asian family, you know, they always want me to, you know, be a doctor and be an engineer. And they never expect me to actually do magic for a living. Mm. And, so, I mean, I just kind of keep doing what I do. And then now that they see that, you know, I kind of succeed in this field, and they're really happy.
Well, you have succeeded. I mean, you're working alongside David Copperfield every now and again.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
So, okay, so... How did that happen? I mean, how did David Copperfield find out about you?
Yeah, I think I was actually kind of lucky that it was in the right timing. He was actually looking for a person who has good eye in magic and also know graphic design. He was actually in need of a graphic designer to help to design illusions, design his logo, and like a lot of things. And my friend was working there at the time, and he was like, oh, I know this guy. And he's kind of sending him some of my work, and then... Yeah, I moved to Las Vegas to work.
Wow,
with
them. Just like it's not what you know, it's who you know then as well. But and also for you, it's what you know too.
Yes, it's all everything.
It's everything.
Yeah. That's why I was saying, Richard, that they were one step closer to David Copperfield.
Yeah. So what's it like living in Vegas now and working alongside him and doing all of that kind of stuff?
It was good. You know, I actually never saw him live, and just seeing big stage show and just see how much work he actually put behind the scene. Mm-hmm. Mm. You know, magic. I mean, our job is to make everything look easy.
Yeah.
Whereas, you know, he works so hard and, yeah, just kind of influence us to work hard and always think more.
Right. So tell us about the stuff that you do.
So when I was working with David, for me, my part, I actually consult for magic too. So we would brainstorm ideas and new shows and stuff. All the new stuff that you actually, if you go to Vegas to see a show right now, it's a brand new show. And most of our stuff are actually in the show. So I also design his logo, which is on the MGM building right now, and a lot of little design stuff in the scene there, and also magic illusions that we have created. So a lot of little bit of everything from videos, graphic design, illusion design, and yeah.
But what's it like working with David?
What is it like working with him? He was really hard worker.
Right.
I mean, I know he's a really hard work person, but. Just working with him, you'll be surprised that people who already succeed and just, you know, in that field will still keep working and going forward. So it influenced me a lot too.
Did it?
Yeah.
What, to work harder, do you think?
To work harder, and then also, you know, always raise your standard. You know, like he's so far ahead in magic in the field, and even today, every day, he's still tweaking his magic tricks every day to make it better and better and never stop dreaming.
And the illusions that you do personally, like, you know, whether it be on YouTube or wherever, how long do you take to develop something? I mean, I don't know. I mean, I'm not a magician, you know, or an illusionist or anything. So how long, let's say, for example, you're trying to create a magic trick via cards or whatever.
Sure.
How long would you spend developing something like that?
It depends. You know, sometimes it would take you one day, sometimes it would take you years.
Right.
So it really depends. And, you know, you can't just really sit and just try to force ideas. It's like when you try to write a song, you try to paint something, you just need to, you know, have that mood, and just sometimes it just comes to you. So a lot of time it's more about like tweaking and solving problem and making possible thing happens, and just trying to think of what way that you could do to make that work. So a lot of time it's kind of like science. You experiment.
Yeah.
And a lot of time,
you'll
be surprised. It will fail.
Yeah.
It will fail a lot of times. But I think for me, you know, never throw away bad ideas, because bad ideas, some of it can always turn into good ideas.
So. Right. I mean, to come out ideas, you know, magic ideas, do you work alone, or do you think that, you know, working with a bunch of people, you know, to get inspiration and ideas is better?
Yes, I think the best way to create is actually to be surrounded by creative people. Mm. And that applies the same thing with my field that I study in graphic design.
Right.
You know, when you're around with design people, you collaborate and bounce ideas. And that's what magicians do. Mm. We would gather sometimes, just talk about magic, and we have ideas, and we throw back and forth, and it's like, oh, what about this? What about this?
Right.
Because sometimes when you think of an idea, you get so, you get like this vision tunnel.
Yeah, yeah.
And you don't see outside.
You have no one to bounce
yeah,
with.
Yeah, and we have someone new looking from different perspective, then they see something different that you can't think of.
Which is really interesting, because people kind of outside the field look at magicians and illusionists as this really secretive bunch, you know, who developed their craft, and they keep their own secrets. So the idea of a bunch of magicians getting together in a round circle almost and discussing their ideas almost seems odd.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
But I suppose when you're in that field, it makes perfect sense.
I think it also depends. And I mean, obviously, you don't want to be talking your ideas to everyone. So obviously, someone that you can trust and your good friends that maybe could help along and make sure they don't steal your work. Actually, us as a magician, we actually do respect each other quite a lot. Mm-mm. And so every trick that we publish or do, we always credit. Let's say I have half an idea from you. Anything, if I publish that or perform that or something, I always give you credit, your name for this part, you know, so. Mm.
Now, you recently worked with Coca-Cola on a new commercial, you know.
Yes.
What's it like?
It was pretty crazy. That was one of the most, I guess, like, amazing experience I've had. It was cool. Like, a lot of time you see commercial, and there's a lot of special effects and CGI and stuff. They're actually going to create this campaign to sort of announced that we actually hire a real magician to do all in-camera magic tricks. So hopefully it will be aired sometime this year, and all the tricks you see is actually what we actually do without using special effects.
Wow.
So for us, it was a little it was challenging to try to recreate, you know, special effects to make them look like special effects. Mm-hmm. So that was really fun to be able to create tricks and also perform for the commercial.
Is there something that you've created, an illusion, for example, that you are particularly proud of?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of different things. So, I mean, I do a lot of stuff outside of cards. So I have a lot of, I work a lot with technology, magic, which I might show to you later, and some ring magic and just cards. And so anything scale from smaller things to big things, I can't really name particular ones.
Right. I think what we'll do then is after the show, we'll go in another room somewhere. We'll get a little camera out. Just maybe an iPhone or something, just quickly film something just so we can upload it, you know, so some of our listeners can have a look at it.
Yeah.
Because it baffles me and it fascinates me at the same time. You know, it's just one of those things. So what's the next step for you then?
So, I mean, in the past, you know, growing from hobbyists, you know, just like doing magic, I never dreamed to actually be doing magic full time.
Right.
And so it's just slowly, you know, growing on me and just trying to move toward this field. So in the past, I worked a lot behind the scene, I guess, kind of work along with top magicians and creating magic for them. So I think this year, especially this past 2 months, has been mostly for myself, you know, just doing on TVs and magazine and commercial and all this stuff. So I think hopefully the next few years is more just focus on building my own brand.
And your own brand,
my own shows and stuff.
Have you paid your mum back for the money that you borrowed when you were buying? You have, yeah. Good boy.
Actually, I do lectures, so they would gather. That's actually what I did here in Malaysia. We have a bunch of magicians come in and do workshop and lectures. And I would sell stuff, sell cards, and all this money usually I would give it to them. So a lot of time, last time we went to Korea and Vietnam, and my parents came along as a vacation. And I kind of worked for a day to do a lecture, but those money actually we just kind of use it for vacation. So
that's one thing I wanted to ask you about the time that you're here in Malaysia for. You're here lecturing for other magicians and such.
Yes.
Right. Were you teaching them tricks, stagecraft, what?
Yeah. So I mean, a little bit of everything. You know, just how I think in magic. I mean, there's a lot of magic theory and just how you can improve and make magic better and stuff, and just my personal tricks and tips, you know, so people get to learn my stuff and see me doing real life and all that stuff.
Awesome. Okay, we need to take a break. Folks, if you remember, we have a number to remember, 016-201-9000. Don't forget that number if you want to take part in the giveaway or if you want to ask any questions towards the end of the show.
Yes, you can also tweet us at BFM Radio or BFM TTON as well.
We will be back, of course, after the break. We have news from Page 2 and we'll test this young man to see how smart he actually is. Maybe he'll trick me into thinking he's got a higher score.
I know.
Yeah, that worries me. Anyway, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back after these messages. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Hi, welcome to the Subway ad for $2.99 subs. How would you like it?
I'll take Drill Sergeant, please.
You got it.
All right, now listen up. I want each and every one of you to drop and give me a 6-inch meatball marinara, cold cut combo, veggie delight, or black forest ham on your choice of bread with any veggies you want for just $2.99 each.
Sir, yes, sir!
Subway! Make it what you want at participating restaurants. Additional charge for extras plus applicable tax. No additional discounts or coupons may be applied.
BFM 89.9, the business station. It is that time of night. My name is Rich Bradbury.
And my name is Adeline Chung.
With us in the studio right now is
Patrick Kuhn.
He's with us all the way through until 9 p.m. this evening. Make sure you check the social media a little bit later on. You might see some stuff.
That's right.
There you go. If you want to get in touch with us throughout the show, 016-201-9000. You want to take part in the giveaway, you want to ask any questions, that's the kind of thing you need
to do. You can also tweet us at BFM Radio or BFM TTO, and or you can actually talk to us on via Instagram as well, right?
We can indeed. We've got the quiz coming up in just a couple of minutes, but first and foremost, we have this little thing called News from Page 2.
Extra! Extra! Beat all the fire!
What's all the shouting?
Adeline.
I go first, okay?
Go on.
I want to ask you guys, you know, when you start a new job, how would you celebrate your new job?
How would I celebrate?
Yeah.
Before I start or after I've started?
First day, after your first day.
After my first day.
Yeah, or however, you know. So long you got a new job, you know, how would you celebrate?
After my first day, I'd probably go home and sleep the entire evening.
What about you, Patrick?
I'd probably go out and have nice dinners and...
Yeah.
Yeah, I would too.
That, just
meet new friends or maybe celebrate with your family. Like, hey, you know what? I got my first job. Now, this guy, he took it a different way. So he got his new job. Mm-hmm. He had 6 pints and then he woke up. He was 75 feet high on a glass rooftop in a mall.
What?
Yeah. He got a first job. So after the first day of job,
was he like a window cleaner or something?
No, he wanted to celebrate.
Oh, wow.
He wanted to celebrate. The next day he found out he was 75 feet high. Up on a roof.
I can honestly say I have never been that drunk that I need to climb up onto a glass roof.
Wow.
So
yes.
he was just...
He woke up to see the fireman right next to him,
oh, wow,
save him. And he said that, you know, apparently he had a lawyer and the lawyer said that he is very embarrassed and ashamed of his behavior, obviously. But again...
Do we know where was this?
I think somewhere in the UK.
In the UK, wow, of course, right? Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
Cambridge!
Oh, yes, yeah, absolutely. 6 pints, huh?
After 6 pints.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's just...
He must be a young man.
He's 27.
Yeah, see?
Young 27.
Man.
Young man.
Okay, so, yeah, I can't... No, I'd never do that.
It's quite stupid like to do that, you know? I mean, just... Why? How would you go up to 75 feet high to the mall rooftop?
Drunken
they had
fools.
To evacuate the entire people at in the mall.
In case the thing broke.
Yes, that's right.
Drunken fools. Speaking about fools, I have a story about... a bunch of girls who they decided to do something different, right? They live in this small town, and there's a river nearby, and what they decided to do, they were sick of going into town, going in the malls and one thing, and seeing, you know, naked men on the roof.
No, you're joking.
On the glass roof. I'm joking, of course. They're sick and tired of doing the same things all the time. So what they decided to do was to go tubing down this river, right? If you don't know what tubing is, it's getting like an inflatable inner tube and sitting in it on a river and floating your way down.
Yeah.
And you know, we've all had it. Have you had a go at that? Have you done it? Yeah?
I've done it.
It's a lot of fun, right?
Only in Sunway Lagoon.
Right. Only in Sunway Lagoon. Okay. So these girls, they'd never done it before.
Yeah.
They were walking through a car park, which is like the launch site to get to the river. But they blew up their stuff. They got their food prepared and everything. They ask a bunch of people, you know, how safe is it and what's going to happen? And somebody said, you know, it's perfectly safe. You'll float down for a couple of miles, and then the river comes back on itself. And these girls went, oh, okay. As in, this river is in a circle. So they thought that they get on the river, and it comes back around.
Oh, my God. How old are they?
Wait. It gets better. They're all in their 20s, right? So they honestly believed that they would get off exactly where they got on.
Wow.
However... 6 hours later, as they'd floated on down the river and they'd gotten lost and there's nobody else around, they decided to kind of think, well, they're thinking, I think we're a bit lost and it doesn't look like we're going back to where we started.
Duh.
What the heck is happening? So they end up pulling onto the side of the riverbank and they decided, well, it's nighttime now. What do we do?
And for the moon.
One of the girls was like, maybe it's a good idea to just kind of hang out here, you know, for a while because we're lost, you know. Mm-hmm. So they... A couple of the other ones decided to start stumbling through the woods. Bad idea. Mm. They ended up getting bitten to death by mosquitoes and one thing or another. They're in a real mess. All their bodies all swollen up, bites and scratches and one thing or another. And then eventually they had to get rescued by you know, the rescue people. They come along.
How? How? I mean, how would they discover it?
The next day, they hear some guy was on a boat. He heard a bunch of screaming. He thought it was a bunch of kids, and found these semi-naked, starving, thirsty 20-plus-year-old women.
Mm. Help!
You know, and the guy, the guy's like, "What were you doing?" Well, we thought we'd float down the river and we expected to come back. And
like, oh my God,
this is one of those moments when you think, are people really that stupid?
No, wait, where's
how many rivers do you know that flow in a circle, apart from at Sunway Lagoon? None. Ever. Anywhere. My gosh. Wow.
All right. Chill to Richard.
It's in the US anyway. Of course it's in the US. And I love this. And it, there's a little quote and it says, in their words, they're never going tubing again. Yeah, all right. It's probably a good idea. Stay safe.
Stay at home.
But
man,
here's the thing. If you're going away, if you're going on a river, right, you know, and you don't know what you're doing or where you're going, tell somebody you're going first and foremost. You know, have a plan, have a backup plan. Don't be an idiot and just expect to get back where you started. Anyway, that's my little rant for the day. That's my little story. Let's move on. Of course, it's quiz time, and I know he's really nervous. It sounds a bit like this.
Smarty Pants.
Okay then, Mr. Magician. The trick is, you have 3 minutes to answer as many general knowledge questions as you can. If you don't know the answer, don't stick. Move straight on, right? Okay. If you don't know the answer, say skip and we move right along. All right? I told you before, right? The lowest score is 1. Highest score is 27.
Aim for two.
Let's see how well we do. You ready?
Sure.
Here we go. What is the name of the cartoon strip which features the fictional dog Snoopy? Is it Asterix or Peanuts?
Peanuts.
Before he became U.S. president, Barack Obama was senator of which state? Illinois or Washington?
I don't know. Well, Illinois?
Correct. In which state is Alcatraz Island located? Is it California or Florida?
California.
It's Florida. Singer-songwriter John Mayer was born in which country? Was it South Africa or the USA?
I'm going to go South Africa.
Oh, it should have gone the other way. What is a terai? Is it hat or shoes?
No more than a hat.
Oh, I'm going to have to ask this question in Vietnamese. Adeline, maybe you should try pronouncing this.
Thong Nha Ke Bang National Park is in which country?
Thailand or Vietnam?
Vietnam.
Correct. Which country is not a Commonwealth country? Malaysia or Germany?
Malaysia.
On, have a guess. Correct. Bhutan is bordered by which two countries? India and China or India and Pakistan?
India and Pakistan?
No. Which magician was not on the show of Wizard Wars on the Sci-Fi Channel? Justin Flom or Zach Mueller?
Zach Mueller.
It's the other one. Rachel, Monica, and Phoebe are all characters in which U.S. television series? Friends or The Big Bang Theory?
Big Bang Theory.
Really, Patrick? Really? Okay. The Conjuring series speaks of the cases of which famous paranormal investigators? Ed and Lorraine Warren or Stephen Kaplan?
With the first one?
The couple, yeah. Good idea. The Stratocaster and the Telecaster guitars are manufactured by which guitar company? Fender or Ibanez?
I'm going to go with Fender.
Well done. What is the word for friend in Swahili? Is it baboon or friend?
Friend.
Well done. Trick question, you got it. Well done. Where is the Sepang International Circuit located? Malaysia or Singapore?
Malaysia.
Correct. In the television cartoon series, which town is the home of the Flintstones? Is it Bedrock or Rock Bottom?
Bedrock.
A minute left. Which Asian country hosted its first Formula One Grand Prix motor race in October 2010? South Korea or China?
Go with South Korea.
Fictional character Percy Jackson is the son of which Greek god? Zeus or Poseidon?
Poseidon.
Which Australian band released their album Back in Black in July 1980? AC/DC or Midnight Oil?
AC/DC.
Correct. A Shar Pei is what type of animal? Is it a cat or a dog?
Go with cat.
It's a dog. Which is the fifth largest country in the world by area? Brazil or China?
China.
Brazil. On the 12th day of Christmas, my true love sent to me 12 drummers or 12 pipers?
The first drummer. Yeah.
Correct. Tartarology is the study of what? Hell or star alignment?
Star alignment.
It's the other one. I'll give you one final question. How many zeros are in a US billion? 8 or 9?
What? 9.
Correct. Well done. Right, we're out of time. He's sweating a little bit. We'll be right back after the break to find out how well Patrick did in Smarty Pants. Of course, any questions, 016-201-9000. You're listening to BFM 89.9, the business station. BFM 89.9, the business station. It is that time of night. My name is Rich Bradbury.
And my name is Adeline Chung.
We're in the studio with...
Patrick Kuhn.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, please forgive us. We have some corrections to make for Smarty Pants. Some of these questions were written, in fact, by our intern, who is now fired, has left the studio and will not be coming back. So, question three was, in which state is Alcatraz Island located? The options were California and Florida. Our guest answered...
California.
Which is in fact correct, and we said it was right. Florida. So California is correct. And the number nine question, which was a magic question, aimed directly at our magician. Which magician was not on the show of Wizard Wars on the Sci-Fi Channel, Justin Flom or Zach Mueller? Our guest answered correctly, Zach Mueller. Right, so there we go. Now we know. So what we thought our guest had, he actually has two more than we allotted
Correct.
For. Right, so before we get to that, let's go through some of the questions he got wrong.
Yeah, but don't forget, we have a giveaway as well. Send your name and your IC number to 016-201-9000. Don't forget to tell us why you deserve to win as well. And if you have any questions for us, tweet us at BFM Radio or BFM TTON. Now, the first question is, singer-songwriter John Mayer was born in which country? Is USA? Mm-hmm. Bhutan is bordered by which two countries? Is India and China? Rachel, Monica and Phoebe are characters in which US television series is Friends.
Mm.
And then we have a Shar Pei is what type of animal? Is dog. And finally, which is the fifth largest country in the world by area? Is Brazil.
Okay, let's have a drum roll.
Ladies and gentlemen, Patrick Kuhn scored 17 points.
Well done. Yay.
More than two.
So we're happy. We can go home happy now. Back to Vegas. Spend a bit of money, you know.
Go gamble.
Gamble. We can't talk about gambling. We're not allowed to talk about that. Anyway, Patrick, thank you so much for coming along.
Thank you.
It's been an absolute pleasure to meet you and listen to some of the stories you've got. I mean, I'm pretty sure that I'm going to be having to hit up your YouTube channel and
Yes, for sure.
Do all that kind of stuff.
So YouTube channel is Patrick Kuhn?
Just if you just type in Patrick K-U-N is my last name, you see a bunch of stuff on there.
Okay.
Instagram as well.
And when your cards become available, send some to this office,
I would actually, there will be some here in Malaysia, actually. So
awesome.
By the end of August, I'm hoping to aim.
Okay.
Yep.
Great.
Can you sign one for me later? I'm joking. Anyway, right.
Doesn't have anyone right now.
What we're going to do is, before the end of the show, we have some facts that we'd like to share, something that we've learned. And we share with our audience. They're a bit of fun, really. So what have you got today?
Well, did you know that the ABBA, you know the band ABBA, had to negotiate the rights to their name with a canned fish company?
A fish company?
Yeah. Canned fish company.
Okay. ABBA canned fish. I've got no comment.
You said it right. ABBA canned fish.
ABBA canned fish.
Mm-hmm. Get it?
Okay. Did you know that sweaters were originally knitted from unwashed wool? Because the natural oils made the garment more waterproof.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
You knew that, right?
Mm-hmm.
I thought I could smell something. Anyway, thank you very much for tuning in. This has been That Time of Night here on BFM 89.9. My name has been Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Madeline Chung.
Our guest has been...
Patrick Kuhn.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, all.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Get to Old Navy for star-spangled style. Right now, everything's on sale, up to 60% off. That's right, get everything from tees, shorts, dresses, and swim, all at 60% off. Now till July 7th at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. Valid through 7/7, select styles only.